Hello, we just want to welcome you to our English worship today. Let's just first join our hearts in prayer. Father God, just as we come to you today, pray that you may just fill up our hearts, and as we worship you, and just as we listen to your word, that we'll be able to take in your word, that we'll be able to take it within our hearts and be able to learn to really love you more and to be able to live for you more from this day. So again, just as we come to you today, may our hearts just be filled with your glory and filled with your love. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. Let us now all stand as we worship our Lord and God. Sing.
Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises, as your people declare your mighty works. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore.
I sing again.
Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises, as your people declare your mighty works. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Who reigns
day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me. with a special mercy for each hour. In my cares he'll gladly share and help me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge and sign himself he laid. Love our grace, your strength shall be in measure. This a pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust your promise, O Lord, that I lost not faith, wise consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet thee, e'er to take as from a father's hand. One by one the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the best of this land. I have a maker, he formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand.
Let's sing again.
I have a maker, he formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. He knows my name, he knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. I have a father, he called me his own. Be they ever leave me, no matter where I go, he knows my name, he knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. He knows my name, he knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call, and hears me when I call. bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I will worship Your holy name. And on that day, when my strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name. Lord, I'll worship Your holy name.
Let's bow our hearts in prayer. Father God, I just want to come to You today just knowing that despite all that's happened, despite all that's been done, that You're still our God, that You're still God's world, that You're still watching over us, Father God, I just want to lift ourselves up, knowing, despite all we have done and all we could do, that we always fall short of your grace, of your glory. Lord, we're just so sorry, just for our iniquities, for our sins that we've continually committed. So, Lord, we just come to you in repentance, hoping that, and knowing that, as we come to you, that we have faith and just confidence, knowing that because of what you've done on the cross, what you have sent your Son to do, that we are clean, that we are right with you, that we are children of you, Father, and that we can be able to go out into this world to proclaim your name and to be able to live for you, God. And Lord, we just want to lift up this church to you. Just want to lift up all the many ministries that you have blessed this church with, that we are covering. I want to pray for his English ministry and also the Mandarin ministry that's going on right now, and also the Cantonese worship that will be happening later today, Lord. As we just want to lift up each and every person here, each and every person that attends each service, Lord. And we also want to lift up especially YSMP, especially right now as we have sent out four of our members down to Arizona, to Navajo Nation, to minister and to preach the word, Lord. I pray that you just be with them right now, especially just as today they'll be going door to door to each neighbor, to each Navajo, to welcome their children to the VBS that'll be happening throughout this upcoming week, Lord. We just want to pray for them. Just we pray that, Lord, that you will empower them, that you will give them strength and your word and your Holy Spirit, that as they just reach out to each and every person there, each and every person, whether it be door-to-door or each and every children that will be attending the VBS, that they will feel your love, that they will feel the fire that is within just each and every person there, just that whether it be ministering to them through teaching, through worship, through playing, Lord, I pray that you'll be with, that your presence be felt in Chinle, Lord. Next, we just want to lift up the offering to you. We just want to lift up again whatever that we give, what little that we have, that you will use it, that you will multiply, use it to multiply, and use it for your kingdom, and use it for this church, Lord. And lastly, you want to lift up Pastor Lau, just as he comes to preach your word, Lord. I pray that you will just empower him and send your Holy Spirit upon him, so that just as he preaches your word, that the Lord be, that the word will just be, will just really dig deep into our hearts, and that we will, that the congregation will just receive it with warm hearts, open hearts, and that we will be able to meditate on this word and be able to utilize it and be able to resonate within our hearts throughout the rest of this week, Lord. Again, we want to praise for this wonderful day, Lord, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You may all be seated. Next will become time of offering. May the ushers come forth and may give the offering. The children may now be dismissed for children's worship. The scripture reading today will come from James chapter 4, verse 13 through 17. We'll go ahead and read, since it's short, we'll go ahead and read it all together. The word states,
Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? Do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do, sins. We will now give the following time to Pastor Lau.
Good morning. Is it loud enough? Today my sermon topic is time. I hope this is not a physics lecture. Maybe you know that I like to teach physics a lot. Because that was my profession before. So today's sermon topic is time. Time is everywhere. You can see time on the clock, on your watch, the cell phone, the computer, and the television as well. You can even see time in the nature. When the pink tulips bloom, you see spring. When birds raise their young in the nest, you see summer. When the leaves fall, you see autumn. And when the snow quietly flows down, you see winter. So time is a cycle in the nature. And also time is precious. Time is precious. In this busy world, the question, do you have time, is frequently asked. A teenager said, I don't have time. And he juggles a dozen tasks between homework, games, and activities. How about a woman? A woman says, I don't have time. It's hard for her to manage the family responsibilities and the demands of a full-time job. A retiree also complains, I don't have time. So it makes us to wonder, where does the time go? Time is fair. Time is a rare thing that does not need money to buy. When the baby is born, his biological clock starts to run. He cries for milk when the biological clock tells him so. He goes to sleep according to the time set on the biological clock. Tick tock, tick tock. The biological clock keeps running, defining a day for us to go to sleep and wake. And when the biological clock finally runs out of energy, it stops. Game over. Whether you are rich or poor, strong or weak, Chinese or American, you cannot buy time. You cannot beg the time to stay because time has no feeling. Time is something you can only spend, but not for keep. Time also arranges things in sequence. Albert Einstein, a wise scientist, he wrote something about time. He said, time is what prevents everything from happening at once. Is that a wise statement? Without time, logically, everything will be a chaos. Can you imagine what will happen if I speak without time? All my speech sounds, all the syllables are blended together. Then you have no way to understand what I said. A dollar bill has the same face value to everyone, but time has different values to different people. Steve Jobs Steve Jobs once said, he's a man of wisdom and a man of vision. And once he said, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Time was precious to him, but he could only manage to live 55 years. On the other hand, time is worthless to many who find life too harsh to go on. Suicide is among the leading causes of death in the United States. And according to a survey in 2015, the prevalence of suicide attempts among the college students in China is 2.8%. 2.8%. This is actually a big number. We are talking about 1 million young people in China, the cream of the crop, attempts to end their time of living. Then we may ask, what is wrong with our understanding of time? My friends, time can be our best friend, but at the same time, time can be our worst enemy. Sometimes we have all the time that we have to find ways to kill it, but at the other times, the time flies like an arrow. Time is mysterious to us. Today we will study James chapter 4, 13 to 17. In this short passage, James talks about the characteristics of time, and this will help us to unveil the mystery of time. First question, does time really exist? Second question, can time go backward? Number three, is time relative? Number four question, is time unending? We seldom ask such a question, does time really exist? Verse 13 says, now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. In this verse, time can exist in four distinctive versions. Now, today, tomorrow, a year. What is now? Now is the moment when you slap on your face, you feel the pain. Now is the reading on the clock. Today is the duration for the reading on the clock to move forward from 1 second to the next second, from 1 minute to the next minute, and from an hour to the next hour, until the reading repeats itself. Tomorrow. Tomorrow is a new day when you wake up and the sun rises from the east. A year. A year is a sum of 365 tomorrows. Time can exist in the present and in the future. Time can exist in different things, from a brief moment to an infinite duration. Interestingly, we are so used to the time that we take it for granted that time exists. And therefore, people like to make short-term and long-term plans. A child may wish he could be a doctor someday, and that may take him 20 years to fulfill his dream. A college graduate desires to raise his own family, which may take him 5 years from dating to the birth of the first child. A man of my age may not make plans longer than a year. So it seems everyone defines time according to his wish or her wish. What is time? What is time? In this world, everything we see, we hear, we feel can be measured. For example, a microphone has a weight. My body has a microphone has a weight. my body as a height, and my voice when I'm speaking has a specific vibrating frequency, and the air has a temperature. However, time is something even scientists cannot answer if it really exists. Science simply defines, how do they define science? Science, we simply define time as what is on the, what is as what a clock is. Well, even a baby knows that time is on the clock. However, the reading of time on the clock does not make any sense by itself. Do you notice that? At this moment, the time may read 10:10, according to that clock. What does the reading 10:10 mean to you? The time on a clock has meaning only when it is referenced to the motion of an object in space, such as the self-rotation of the gigantic Earth, the movements of cogwheels, the swing of a pendulum, the crystal oscillation of small quarks, or the oscillation of atoms. In other words, time exists only when there is motion, when there's a motion in space. If there's no motion, there's no time. Therefore, science only assumes time exists. But scientists cannot prove in laboratory the existence of time by itself. On the other hand, the Bible clearly states time exists. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. God created the universe, or the space. He made the sun, the earth, and the moon to move in certain patterns. When we have space and motion of objects, time exists. Thus, God created time too. He is the real master of time." In verse 13, we have just read, it talks about how we plan to achieve a goal. In this example of James, the plan is to start a business. If you read this one, read this verse, there are actually four actions in this plan. First action, go to a city. Second action, spend a year there. Meanwhile, carry on business. And finally, make money. This is a good plan. However, we have to assume in this good plan, we have to assume that the time always exists for us. If we follow the timeline to finish the task accordingly, then we will make money. It seems we cannot wait. It seems we cannot wait, as time does not wait for you. Shakespeare wrote on the cruelty of time. He said, "We are time's subjects, and time bids be gone." It seems that time is our master. When time orders us to go to do business, we have to go. When deadline is approaching, we have to finish the work no matter how tired we are. When the opportunity comes, we waste no time to seize it. However, time is not our master. Time is not our master because God is the real master of time. We obey God, but not time. Now we come to the second characteristic of time, about time that we want to study. The second characteristic is we ask the question, can time go backward? The first part of verse 14 success. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. The business plan, in previous verse 13, assumes that if we follow the schedule, we will make lots of money. James in verse 14 says, why? Why are you so sure? Why are you so proud of your plans? How can you be so sure that you can reach the city tomorrow? How can you assume you can start the business on time? How can you be so confident your business will grow? We all know that no matter how careful and detailed we plan today, errors, miscalculations, unexpected events, changing situations, accidents, disasters, and so forth can happen tomorrow. Then our plan may fail. Then how much you wish, if your plan fails, how much you wish you could reverse the time so that you could do it again. However, we know everything follows a sequence, as Einstein said. You hear my voice after I spoke. The bow is broken after it slips off my hand. You get mad after the dog ate your sandwich. From our experience, it is not possible to reverse the time. Nevertheless, people still like to imagine they can turn the clock backward. And therefore, we have all kinds of time travel machines in fictional stories, such as Back to the Future and Terminator. They hate the fact that time only moves forward. We spend lots of time trying to buy youth. You see the business of makeup, beauty salon, cosmetic surgery, gymnasium, and medicine for rejuvenation is flourishing. Reversing time is not logical. You see this movie? This movie is called La La Land. So some of you may see it. This is a love story. And it talks about a man and a woman. The talented musician Sebastian is playing piano in a jazz band. And he sees her girlfriend walk in the theater with her husband. And then Sebastian, this musician, begins to dream. To dream that he can travel back to the first time he met this girl years ago. He wishes to correct his mistake. In their first encounter, he simply ignore her. And now in the time traveling, he immediately sold his love to her. And then they got married and had a son in the reverse of time. However, when his time traveling ends, we ask the question, who should be the girl's husband? We cannot explain logically what will happen if time can be reversed. In science, if time is reversed, the motion of an object is also reversed. And therefore, if time is reversed, the sun will rise from the west. And then, nothing seems to change, except we have to get used to the sunset at the east. But how about we take another example? You hold an ice cream, and the ice cream begins to melt as it absorbs heat from the air. However, if time is now reversed, the melting ice cream has to release heat to the air. And this will violate the principle that the heat only flows from higher temperature to lower temperature. And therefore, science concludes it does not make sense for time to go backward. How about the Bible? The Bible says that we simply cannot go back to the past. Jesus once told a parable about a rich man and a beggar, and a beggar Lazarus. The rich man is mean to Lazarus and does not obey God's commands. The rich man does not obey God's command. The time comes when both of them die. The rich man goes to hell to suffer. When the rich man is in torment, he looks up and sees Lazarus is in heaven with Abraham. So the rich man starts to beg Abraham to send Lazarus, the dead person, to convince his five brothers, still alive, to repent from sin. The rich man actually is asking Abraham to reverse the time by sending the dead man, Lazarus, to live again. And Abraham simply refuses this kind of silly request. When Jesus returns, he will judge all the non-believers according to what they have done in this life, in their lives. In the judgment day, people cannot say to Jesus or ask Jesus to reverse the time so that they can do it right in the second attempt. There's no second attempt. Time is up. Each one has only one lifetime to spend. According to God's design, time is not to be reversed, to change history. Now we come to the third characteristic of time. We ask the question, is time relative? The second part of verse 14 defines the relativity of time. It says, what is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. A mist is a phenomenon caused by the small droplets of water suspended in the air. When the temperature of the humid air drops, maybe rapidly at night, the cool air forms a mist above the ground. And when the sun rises, the mist is vaporized and gone. The Bible describes the time of a life is as short as a mist. But you ask the question, is our life really so short compared to a mist that only exists for several hours? We know that the average lifespan for women in Hong Kong is 87.3 years, and for men is 81.2 years. They enjoy the world's longest life expectancy. So go back to Hong Kong, it's good. Technically, our lifespan is much longer than a mist. Then what does it mean when the Bible says our life is just a mist? In reality, it seems that there are two types of time, the clock time and the real time. In clock time, when we celebrate, maybe one day when you celebrate your 60th birthday, then you are exactly 16 years old. No more and no less. But in real time, time becomes relative. The time flies or drags depending on what we are doing. When I'm preaching, the clock on the wall runs faster than usual. And then I have to talk faster. When I wait for the oil change for my car in a small auto shop, the time seems stops. It is not what Shakespeare. What Shakespeare once said, pressure and action make the hours seem short. If time involves our emotion or feeling, time is relative. Actually, the relativity of time can be absolute, independent of our emotion. For example, I teach a Bible class online. Everybody who wants to join the class has to set his or her local time to 9 p.m. Beijing time. Whether he is in Chicago, California, or China, we are supposed to talk to one another in instant time. However, my voice as a teacher from Chicago has to travel thousands of miles before it can be heard in China. And therefore, what I spoke will be delayed in China for a fraction of a second, according to my time. In the same way, when we see a bright star in the sky, the star is actually thousands of years ago, as its light has to travel a long distance across the universe before arriving at the Earth. And we do not know what the star looks like now, using our time on Earth. We do not know that. The relativity of time is also absolute. It's absolute in the Bible. If we read 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 8, it says, but do not forget this one thing. Okay. Peter is very serious. He said, do not forget. Okay. So they may have heard that before. That's why Peter is so serious. Do not forget. Okay. What is so important? He said, dear friends, with the law, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. Peter is repeating the same phrase. With the law, a day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years are like a day. You know that Peter, he is the disciple of Jesus. He is seriously asking Christians not to forget one thing. The time of God is different from ours. When we spend one day of 24 hours on our clock, it is equivalent to 1,000 years according to God's time. 1,000 years may refer to a long span of time instead of the exact number. If that is the case, if what Peter said is true, and it should be true, if that's the case, we can explain the discrepancy between what the science claims that the universe is billions of years old and what the Bible states that God only needed 6 days to create everything. As we said before, time depends on motion, which in turn depends on speed. To be specific, time is inversely proportional to speed. We all know that. The faster the speed, the less time is required to do the same job. For example, if we put a two-hour movie in a DVD player and press the fast-forward button, it only takes 30 minutes, maybe, to finish the whole movie. And during the creation, God's action was so fast to create everything that 6 days can be equivalent to billions of years in our time. as our clock time is referenced to a much slower rotation of the earth. God in verse 14 reminds us that our time, that our life, whether it is 80 years old, like the people in Hong Kong, or 100 years, is just very brief in His time. However, God has no intention to trivialize, belittle our brief existence. Rather, He wants us to live a life, a new life, in a new time, when we are in heaven with Him. So the last characteristic about time that we want to know is time unending. Verse 15 says, instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. People may say, how do I know the God's wills? True, we do not know exactly what the God's will is. For example, you do not know how long God wants you to live. You may not know whom God wants you to marry, and so forth. However, in the sermon of last month, we have learned that whatever we do, it can be done in God's will by asking three questions. Is what I do in faith of God? Is what I do is in obedience to God's commands? Is what I do is to bring glory to God? Since God is the master, He is the master of time, how long can we live is in His hand. It is exactly like what the psalmist said in Psalm 139, verse 16. Your eyes, God's eyes, saw my unformed body when my unformed body was still in my mother's womb. All the days ordained for me written in your book before one of them came to be. God has calculated the exact number of days for each one to live. The big picture of verse 15 of James chapter 4 is this. God's will is the center of our life, but not our will. God's will is the center of my life, but not my own will. And then we can live and do this and that. What it means is, if it is God's will for us to have the time, then we are able to move around to achieve our goals. People imagine they can add days to their lives. For example, if you read the Chinese history, there's a great emperor, Qin, it's called in Chinese is Qin Qi Wang, Qin. The great emperor Qin in China, he hoped longevity at his old age, and therefore he sent a wise man, Xu Fu, to some islands far away from China, probably referring to the areas near Japan or Taiwan. The emperor was convinced that some immortals lived in these islands. The wise man therefore brought thousands of boys and girls to look for the method of for longevity in the year 219 BC. 10 years later, this wise man, Xu Fu, found nothing to increase long lifespan. And so he's a smart guy. He therefore decided to settle down in these remote islands and build his own tiny kingdom. He did not return to China again. in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it clearly states that time has a beginning. However, does time also have an ending? Some scientists use the Big Bang Theory to argue that time is unending. They imagine, or they say, they claim that the universe started with a small singularity, very tiny. And the singularity has lots of energy inside. So that singularity, one day, for no reason, because it stores so much energy, exploded. And the big explosion inflated the universe over the next 13.8 billion years to the universe that we know now. And the universe will continue expanding until 40 billion years. Then because of the gravitational force, because of the gravitational force of the stars and the planets, it causes the universe to contract. And the contraction of the universe continues for another 40 billion years, back to the singularity, which will explode again. And therefore, the time is periodic and unending, according to the scientists' theory. Of course, we know this is only a theoretical hypothesis that cannot be proven. On the other hand, the Bible rejects the idea that time is unending. In 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 12, it says that there's a day the universe will disappear. It says that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. The universe, including our Earth, will be destroyed when we have no space, no motion of objects. There's no time. Time ends. However, the current universe will be replaced with a new one. Revelation 21, verse 1 says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. When our time of 24 hours a day is gone, we have a new time system. In the new time system, we do not need the sun or the moon to define a day, as what Revelation chapter 21 says. And therefore, it will be amazing for us to live in such a new time system. Our time definitely has an ending. While we are still living in our time, God reminds us that whatever plans we make, we cannot take God out of the equation. So we have learned several things about the characteristics of our time. Number one, we learned that God is the master of time as He created it. Second thing is, we have one lifespan to spend. Time cannot be reversed. Number three, our lifespan is very brief relative to God's time. Number four is, time will end and we will be replaced with a new one. Maybe you ask them, what should I do? I don't for this? What are your responses? And he gives you two biblical responses. One is, do not boast about the time you have. And number two, do not procrastinate to do what is right. Verse 16 says, as it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. We like to boast a lot of things, including time. How do we boast about time? We may boast about the time schedule we have. We boast that we have a very good plan, very good schedule. We boast about that. We may boast about our youth. We say, I still have plenty of time. We may boast about our time management. Say, I'm sure I can finish all the tasks on time. How can you be so sure? We may boast about our timing in seizing opportunities. You boast that, this is my secret. Timing is everything. Why is our boasting about our time evil? We can boast many things, but when we boast about time, God said it is evil. Why is it evil? Suppose you give me a Christmas gift. Okay. Say it is a T-shirt of fancy colors. You give me that gift. And it perfectly fits me. Then my friends begin to praise me for having such an unusual dress. Then I begin to boast. I may say, you know, it is really lucky for me to have this shirt. The colors perfectly match my personality. Not everybody can wear this kind of colors. Blah, 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 you say a lot. In boasting, I have no intention to give you any credit for giving me such a perfect gift. Maybe you will get mad at me. And similarly, God, who gives us time, will not be happy if we boast that the time is mine, that I make time to work, or that I can spend my time in whatever way I want. God calls our boasting about time evil. That means morally wrong. We are wrong. We don't think about who gives you the time. How can you boast for the gift without giving thanks or credit to the giver? The last verse, 17, says, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. God's time management is very simple. Do what is right today. We do not know what will happen tomorrow, but we do know what is right to do today. In other words, we do not procrastinate to do the right thing. I visited a young woman in hospital years ago. She got cancer. She did not know how many days God would give her to live. We prayed. We talked. She said, if God heals me, if God only heals me, I will go to the seminary and spend the rest of my life to serve him. But that was too late. The time was up. She passed away in the hospital. I had a classmate in the seminary. He was in his 30s. In his second year of the Bible training, he was diagnosed with cancer. He did not know how many days God would give him to live. So we prayed, we talked, and then he said, my life is in God's hands. My life is in God's time, but I think I have done the right thing today. My friends, do not boast about tomorrow. There's nothing for us to boast. At the same time, do what is right today. If God wants you to do something, do it now. Maybe let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message from James chapter 4, 13 to 17. Talks about how we use the time given by God. Father, we thank you. Every day is a gift from you. We don't want to waste it. We don't want to spend our whole life without knowing what is your will. Father, pray for each one of us. When you call us to do something which is good, we will do it. Not tomorrow, but today. Because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. Father, we thank you that you love us so much, that you allow us to serve you and to serve the people around us. Give us this heart to continue for each one of us. Continue to know how to use the time that you have given to us. Father, we thank you. We pray all this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name.
Let's all stand and sing response in this time.
Fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us now and forevermore. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Again, we thank you once again for coming to English service today. The only announcement to bring up is, again, YSMT. We have four members already out, and Chinley has them out. It's Pastor Anna, Joe, and Ed. Again, continue to have them in your prayers as they go ahead and minister to the Chinley people. If you There are little bookmarks in the back that will give you specifically schedule on what the team will be doing each and every day. So today, they're having service and commitments, along with they'll be going out to door to door visitation, inviting people to VBS, and their VBS invitations will be going on for the rest of the week. So continue with their prayers, and just after a short time of meditation, we'll see you in Sunday school.